The priest should not be given to wine. Mi parinon. Chemical addiction in all its forms is accepted as a chronic progressive illness. The symptoms of the disease bring devastation to the priest, his family, his bishop, and his parishioners. Alcoholism and other substance dependencies is considered incurable but treatable. Research and experience indicate that addicted persons are often incapable of effective self-help. Some churches have established committees and procedures to deal with compulsive drinking and drug taking. These procedures cover the following areas. Identification. It is necessary to identify the type, intensity, duration of drinking or chemical use and the resulting inappropriate behavior. Second, intervention and treatment. There are two kinds, short-term and long-term treatment, and both are recommended based upon the physical, physiological, and spiritual condition of the clergy. The third one is post-treatment care. In the aftercare or continued recovery process, the priest is expected to join self-help organization whose objective is life management. Not aggressive. Mi plictin. The teacher is the physician of souls, but the physician does not strike. He deals and restores anyone who might strike him. He is not given to useless discord. He does not raise a hand easily for striking. Our Lord has by no means taught us to strike anyone, but on the contrary, when he was smitten, he smote not again. And when he was reviled, he reviled not again. And when he suffered, he threatened not. The canons of the church command that the striker should be deposed, whether he is a bishop, presbyter, or deacon. Striking a minor is considered physical abuse and should be reported immediately to the authorities. Physical abuse includes any types of physical assaults that caused or could have caused serious physical injury to the child. Emotional abuse is prohibited, which involves any physical or emotional assaults that caused or could have caused serious psychological injury to the child. Clergy staff and volunteers will maintain a professional work environment that is free from physical, physiological, written, or verbal harassment at all times. Harassment encompasses a broad range of behavior included but not limited to the following: physical or mental abuse, racial insults, ethnic slurs, unwelcome sexual advances or touching, sexual comments or jokes, requests for sexual favors as a condition of employment, promotion or compensation, display of offensive materials.